This is Desiring God Behind the Blog. This is David Mathis with Tyler Kenny, Tony Ranke, and Jonathan Parnell, co-workers here at Desiring God. In 5 minutes or less, we want to get you behind the scenes of the Desiring God blog. Headlining the blog this week was a post from John Piper called "I Don't Think So, Doug." Doug Wilson's a good friend of ours here at Desiring God, a good friend of John's, and we like to read his stuff, see what he's thinking on. He posted on 1 Corinthians 7, and John disagreed with his exegesis and take on 1 Corinthians 7. It's vintage Piper, it's winsome, it's exegetical. You'll want to check that out. I don't think so, Doug. Also, John Bloom's post from last Friday, one to draw attention to. It's called "What the Lilac Preached to Me."
Yeah, one thing to just highlight John Bloom's column. He writes every Friday morning for the past year. He's written a post every Friday morning. They're always helpful, so just be aware of that and always check it out Friday mornings.
Also this week, we posted 3 video Q&A sessions on The Pleasures of God. It's a 9-chapter book by John Piper, written originally in the early 90s. Or was it late 80s? I think it was 1988. Republished here with a new cover and some fresh content in January. And he went through the first 3 chapters, then 4 to 6, then 7 to 9, and did Q&A with some of the seminary guys at the church. That's a great resource if you are reading through Pleasures of God or have any questions about it, want to engage the content further. Maybe you only read short things. Maybe you listen to short podcasts like this and read short articles online, and you haven't tackled a big book the size of Pleasures of God. We'd highly recommend that book as one of our key foundational central resources. Also this week, Tony, you posted on 15 blogging tips from John Newton. He didn't just stumble upon that. Tony is an avid fan of John Newton. Tell us about that, Tony.
Yeah, well, I've known about Newton's conversion story for quite some time, and I've known that he was the author of Amazing Grace, the wonderful hymn. And about 4 years ago, I bought his 6-volume works and just started reading systematically through the letters that he wrote and was really impressed by what I read in those letters. I found him to be very readable, incredibly readable, in fact. He had no formal theological training, but what you get is sort of like the street-level pastoral style that I think really resonates with even a modern reader today. And I just fell in love with those letters and just been reading through them. And so that post is just comprised of excerpts that I found from a letter that he wrote to a lady who was thinking about writing some theological essays, and he was encouraging her to do that, a letter to his wife, a letter to his one of his children. And so it's just a compilation of thoughts from John Newton on letter writing that applied to blogging.
So John Newton's kind of a long-term project for you. Maybe we can look forward to some more gleanings from Newton.
Yes, Lord willing.
Yes. Excellent. Jonathan Parnell wrote this week on "Who Are the Wicked Jesus Will Slay?" And one thing Jonathan does so well is combines a very deeply theological perspective with a very practical perspective, especially for you as a parent. Tell us some of the story behind bringing that post together.
Yeah, well, you know, the aim for what we want to happen when we read the Bible is we want our situation and our circumstances to, of course, inform the way we read. The fact that I'm a dad makes me read the Bible differently. But also, my Bible reading is going to affect the way and color the way that I go through my normal everyday. And so in this situation, it's a gracious example of how what I was reading in Psalm 17 informed a conversation that I had with my 4-year-old daughter.
Thank you for writing the post. And we do have a 4th man here in the furnace this morning with us. Tyler Kenny's a content strategist here at Desiring God who's focused on translation. Tyler, can you give us an update on the ongoing translation projects we have going on here at Desiring God?
Sure. You might have seen the post this week, actually, by Scott Anderson, titled "Reaching the World Through the Web." There's a lot going on there on our website internationally. We've seen a 43% increase in the past 12 months of international traffic, and 26% total of our web traffic is from abroad. And that's not just in English. It's in a lot of different languages because we do have resources in other languages. A lot of people don't know that. And not just resources, but actually the whole website, well, not the whole website, but the framework of it. There's a version of the website with the navigation and such in now 9 different languages, the newest today being Romanian.
That's amazing.
And then last week we launched the Persian one. Yeah, we're trying to make the website a lot more accessible to people who don't speak English.
So for those of our listeners who are fluent in other languages, or have friends or family who read and understand in other languages, how would you guide them to finding those resources on our site? Say if they're on the English language version, where'd you tell them to go?
Yeah, if you know English well, you can go, or you can find the link to the language index. It's on the homepage on the far right towards the top, and there you'll see a list of about 40 different languages in which we have different resources. If you speak one of the 9 more major languages that we have translated the a version of our website into, you can find those by, at the top right, you'll see the word English. Mm-hmm. You mouse over that, and it'll bring a drop-down of now 9 other languages in which you can interact with the material. And there, and you can get that to somebody, and they don't have to know any English to find the resources they're looking for.
Excellent. So the drop-down is on the right side. Language index is listed on the left side there on the homepage. And Tyler mentioned that the site goes into Romanian today. And that timing is no coincidence. John Piper is in Romania. As we record this, he's preaching right now in Bucharest, heads from there to Geneva, speaks with Don Carson in Geneva, the home of John Calvin, and then heads on to Hamburg and finishes up there to be back in the United States, God willing, May 18th. What do we have coming up on the blog, guys?
We have a post from John Piper next Wednesday, a letter that he wrote to a 12-year-old girl on the eternal destiny of those who have not heard the gospel, so look for that.
And Parnell is going to be tweeting through 1 Corinthians on Tuesday morning, so look forward to that.
Thank you for joining us on Behind the Blog.